morning we have two scripture passages. The first one comes from Matthew chapter 27, verses 3 to 5. When Judas, his betrayer, saw that Jesus was condemned, he repented and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders. He said, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." But they said, "What is that to us? See to it yourself." Throwing down the pieces of silver in the temple, he departed, and he went and hanged himself. The second scripture reading is from John 21, verses 15 to 17. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep."
Thanks, Donna. How many of you, when you are packing to go somewhere, pack way too much and don't use half of what you take?
No.
I'm getting better, but I still pack too much and more than I usually use, just in case I think I might need it. I never do, but then I have to carry it around. We human beings seemed disposed to carrying around more than we need. And just like packing too many things to travel, we are prone to carrying around a whole bunch of emotional baggage that is not necessary. Burdens we don't need to hold on to because they don't serve any purpose but to keep us down and hold us back. We've been talking about some of these burdens over Lent. The baggage that we carry around perfectionism or unmet expectations. The burden of unproductive worry or the problems of the world and our need to fix things or our need to be certain. These are all burdens that we carry in our lives. But on this fifth Sunday of Lent, I want to suggest that we give up one of the most, perhaps, damaging burdens that we carry around, and that is guilt. Laying down guilt is vital to our well-being because guilt just might be the heaviest of burdens that we carry. And guilt that is not recognized and dealt with often leads to depression, to shame, and unhealthy self-recrimination, which severely hamper our ability to function in the world. They can even lead to a sense of despair and a sense that we are, in fact, unworthy of being here or bad. I brought along my bag of guilt today. It's kind of heavy. Imagine that this is a bag of guilt that we all carry around. All of the things that we did or didn't do that bring up that uncomfortable feeling every time we think about it. And did you know that our brains work in such a way that every time we imagine an event where we did something that made us feel guilty, we go right back to that event and experience the same feelings over again. As if we were still in it. And we don't need to carry that around anymore. Let's explore some of those things and what they might be. And if you think of any that you can add to them, feel free to yell them out. I don't need details of what they were. Nobody wants to tell those. But I will start some of the things. I did not get to my father's bedside before he died. And I have held on to that one. I have gotten into some arguments with a couple of friends, and things were said on both sides that probably shouldn't be said, and they destroyed the relationship. I was asked once to do a major thing for a friend, and I made an excuse not to do it. What other burdens do people carry around with them? Pardon me? Alcoholism. Broken promises. Impatience with an elderly parent. Children can do it. Patience with children. Broken relationships with siblings. You get the point. We hold on to these things. We carry them with us. That's a big pile of guilt. And you can imagine how heavy it is to carry around. If I were carrying that on my back every day, that'd be tough. But we do carry these things around emotionally. We carry a lot of burdens that we don't need to. Have I felt guilty for all of those things that I spoke of and many more? Yes, of course. Was I truly guilty of something? Sometimes. Some of the things I've done have been harmful and some not, and that's not the point. The point is that we continue to carry them around. And it's not helpful to me or to anyone else. I have made amends when I could. I have confessed. I have learned some lessons, and I have changed because of those things. I don't need the guilt anymore, nor do you. We don't need to carry it around. And just an observation here. Much of why we feel these feelings of guilt revolves around close relationships that we have had in our lives. We have done or said something or not done or said something that had the potential to rupture a relationship, and that causes us to feel guilty even if we're not really guilty. And the flip side of that is very interesting. Other things for which humans are guilty, we don't feel guilt at all. Things that really do real damage and cause untold heartache and destruction. Things like over-consuming and overspending. Or ignoring God and our health or our relationships. Other things, maybe like wasting our time or sitting too much or exercising too little or eating too much junk food. Maybe taking advantage of people or expressing racism, disrespecting the environment or hoarding stuff. Spending too little time with our loved ones and too much time on our screens or devices. The list of things that we do that we are truly guilty of, that contribute to our unhealthiness and to the oppression of others, are the things we actually often don't give two thoughts about, but that are truly eroding our health and the health of the planet, just one decision at a time. We are guilty of a lot of things that hurt and damage, but even those we don't need to hold on to. What we do need is to get on with our lives, to do what we can to repair rifts or restore relationships or take steps to fix the things that we can, and then we need to let go of the guilt. Even when we haven't done all that we could, we can still give up the guilt. It's not productive. As humans, we need to acknowledge that we are flawed and that we are imperfect and that we are good. All of us, every single one of us on earth, were created by God. All are good. Even those who do very bad things. Donna read about two disciples today. I'm not going to touch on them during the Easter week, so I wanted to touch on them today. Two disciples, Peter and Judas, who were guilty of the same thing but chose different ways. Peter and Judas both betrayed Jesus. They were guilty of that. And there are absolutely consequences for the things we do or say. And they both had to deal with that, but they chose different ways to do it. Peter had denied he even knew Jesus when Peter's life seemed threatened. We don't judge, we might do the same. Did Peter feel guilty? Immediately. And he wept. His remorse and regret were devastating and immediate. But here's what Peter did. He went back to his friends. He went back to his family, and he carried that burden with him. But he went back. And he went back to Jesus. Even though he had denied Jesus, even though he had walked away from Jesus, he went back to Jesus. And Jesus' response is this. Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me, Peter?" And Peter, growing more and more fervent, replied, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And then Jesus absolves Peter of his mistakes and gave him a commission, because sometimes we just need to absolve our mistakes by doing something. And he said, "Peter, go and feed my sheep. Go and look after the flock," he says. In other words, forget what you did in the past, Peter. It's not helping. That's in the past. I have something for you to look forward to, something important for you to do in the future. Go with all of the love that you have for me and do good things with that love. Peter was forgiven. We are too. We are to look forward, not at those things we did or didn't do. In fact, Jesus told Peter that he was to be the rock on which the faithful community of the church was to be built. After all that Peter had done, denied Jesus and abandoned him, Jesus said, "It's in the past, Peter. Move forward. Do something good with your love." Judas, on the other hand, chose another way. He too had betrayed and abandoned Jesus. He had turned him over to the authorities. Now, we don't know what he intended when he did that, and we don't know what his motives were. But once he saw the consequences of what he had done, he was immediately heartbroken and repentant. But what he didn't do, unlike Peter, is he didn't go back. He didn't go back to his community, and he didn't go back to Jesus. He was broken under the burden of his guilt. He didn't receive the forgiveness that Jesus would have offered him, because that's who Jesus is. So he never encountered the risen Christ and never knew the forgiveness and restoration that Jesus could offer him. Instead, he went off by himself and ended his own life. In case you don't think this happens, I don't know if you know of the young fellow. He's a dancer, Twitch. He goes by Twitch. His name is Stephen Boss. He danced on the Ellen Show, and he danced on. So you think he's a beautiful dancer. Loved watching him dance. Just after Christmas, he took his own life, and supposedly what we hear is because of the guilt he felt for the things he had done in his past. In case we don't think these things happen, they do. Peter's life was restored because he went back to community and he went back to Jesus. Judas's life ended in isolation and tragedy, both because of their guilt. Guilt can do either to us as well. We can go to Jesus and be restored, or we can let it fester and destroy us. What happens to potatoes when you let them sit for a long time? They rot, sprout, smell. Sometimes they're in the bottom of my pantry and I don't have, sometimes they get soft. I have even let them be there that long. They turn into shriveled little, rocks almost. That's what happens to potatoes when you leave them for a long time. They either shrivel up and become hard, useless lumps, or they rot and become globs of goo, or they begin to sprout, and they can be planted to grow something useful. We can do that with our guilt. We can let it rot in us or become hardened little lumps that just sit there, or we can let it sprout. We can learn from our experiences what we have done or haven't done. We can plant it and grow, and then we can share what we know with others. If we can transform our guilt into lessons and something productive, burdens will be lifted and we will be lighter. And when we do that, when we get rid of that stuff, we create space for God's love and joy to flood into our lives. So how about, might take a little work, a little digging, but how about digging up those useless vestiges of guilt we hold on to and let them see the light of day? God knows everything anyway, might as well. Give up guilt. And then take those lessons that we've learned, plant them in others, and so that others may know as well God's forgiveness and love and light. That's just to take a moment for reflection.